Michael believes that his music is colorful enough to please everyone. He himself loves all kinds of music, all kinds of people, and all kinds of creatures. The proof is in his menagerie at home, so filled with exotic birds and animals that it almost qualifies as a zoo.
I wouldn't say zoo, but I have several animals. I have a llama, which is a beautiful animal. He's taller than I am. He's from Peru, South America. Yeah, and he was in the circus. His name is Louie. He's really sweet, and he loves people, and he does tricks. And I have a Mufalan sheep. He looks just like a ram. Most people think he's a ram, but he isn't. He was also in the circus. They were raised together. His name is Mr. Tibbs. And I have two deer. Their name is Prince and Princess. They're really sweet.
Michael Jackson is the lovely one of the 80s. A sweet, gentle, almost fragile man offstage who explodes into a manic bundle of energy onstage. Onstage or offstage, showman or shy man, almost everyone feels the love that Michael gives and gets back. The best test of a great artist is not only what his fans feel about him, but what his peers think. So here are some of the stars that feel love, respect, and admiration for Michael. James Ingram.
Well, Michael deserves it. I mean, you know, he's a very talented brother, and I had a chance to really see him record the Thriller album. And he's the only performer that I've ever seen or heard about that is into the microphones. And when Michael's in there, he's in there dancing around and sweating, and, you know what I mean, and actually giving a lot more energy than most performers would do in a microphone in a session.
Walter Orange of the Commodores.
One of the groups that really showed the Commodores something business-wise was the Jackson 5. It was a delight to even be around them because everything was so professional.
Producer George Martin.
Michael's an amazing talent because he's so young still. And yet he's been in the business an enormous amount of years, 16 or 17 years. In spite of that, in spite of his vast experience, he still has a wonderful air of innocence about him. And he's a marvelously friendly and lovable person.
Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Michael Jackson, to me, is a fantastic artist. I like the image you have with Off the Wall and all of that, and if he'd have brought out another Off the Wall, it wouldn't have mattered one iota. It would have been another fantastic album for Michael Jackson. I don't think Michael Jackson needs what's happening to him now. I don't think he needs that huge phenomena. No artist does, I think, because it makes it very, very difficult to follow it up, to live up to it, because you're starting to compete with yourself, which is terrible. I only hope that he can follow it up, but the biggest thing of all is I hope he never gets a backlash from it, because that's worse than being able to live up to it.
And Michael's old friend, Rockwell.
Yeah, I thought he always had the potential. I mean, I think he's always been this big to me, you know. I mean, it's just overwhelming. He's the biggest, I think, ever. And shortly, it will be me.
Smokey Robinson also believed in Michael's talent and potential.
Everyone who's ever come through Motown has that potential. When we sign them up, they got that potential, because that's why we signed them up. So, yes, I could imagine Michael being what he is today, because when he left, he was what he is today. Basically, he was just with his brothers. So he wasn't, you know, Michael Jackson alone being what he is today, but he was in the hottest group ever, you know, since the Beatles. So he's always been what he is.
Michael Jackson has always been what he is. A young man whose personality combines an odd mixture of showbiz savvy with a waif-like gentility and innocence. It's Michael blasting out the hottest hits, exploding like a firecracker on stage. And it's Michael shyly going door to door, Bible in hand, spreading the religion he believes in so devoutly. It's Michael who escapes into the fantasy of Disneyland like an abandoned child. And it's Michael, who reads his own recording contracts, demands, and gets the highest royalty rate ever paid to an artist. And all those aspects of Michael create the man who is able to move millions with his message, which is so personal, it seems to be only for you.
People in the world should really do what their heart is set on. If they really believe a thing, they should feel it through all the way and do it. And I'm going to be doing a lot of things for the people in the future from the heart. And thank you through the years. And I mean that. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And of course, thanks to you for joining us. Michael Jackson, Rock's Thriller, was produced by Ken Draper and Jim Hampton. Written by Laura Gross. This is Bruce Vidal. Michael Jackson, Rock's Thriller,